I speak in the name of a living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Can anyone guess the connection between Lambeth Palace and Swaffham in West Norfolk? No, I wouldn't have guessed either. I know the answer. The Priory. No, the Priory is at Castleacre, not Swaffham, but that's a good thought. It might well have been. Sorry? No, not the peddler. No. Of course, some good thinking going on, and you know you're... No. No. She... No. You're really good at... Most places I go, people just sit there and look at me. You're really good at thinking and giving me answers. Sorry? You are, and thank goodness you are. Well, okay, I'll tell you. Just over 2 years ago, I was invited by the Clewer Initiative, and I'll tell you more about them later, to Lambeth Palace, where I learnt about modern slavery and its impact. At Lambeth, I realised that the very busy, seemingly very efficient car wash right under my nose in Swaffham was a classic example of modern slavery. The signs of modern slavery are so obvious, but you have to know what they are. Once you know, you can actually see. The Clewer Initiative is a project set up by the Church of England with money from Clewer. It's a place in Oxfordshire where nuns have had a house of prayer for many, many years. But now the numbers are dwindling, as they are in many places. And they've decided to use some of the money held in their trust to help combat modern slavery. And the Clewer Initiative was set up to really talk about modern slavery, and its strapline, if you like, that it uses is, "We can see you." And it's those signs that I learnt about at Lambeth that enable me, and hopefully other people, to see those people who are held in modern slavery. So if we go back to the car wash, what were the signs that I might have seen if I'd been aware of them? Well, the car washers had no English. They couldn't speak the language. They worked very quickly and they looked very efficient, but it was because they worked without stopping, perhaps like that boy we saw in the cotton factory. But they worked under the controlling presence of two very large, menacing men who took all the money. I once tried to tip one of the car washers, give him some extra, and he looked horrified, and it was scooped up immediately by the man standing nearby. And the men lived on site in a cramped, sheltered building that had once been, I think, the kiosk for the garage that had been there before. So the signs were there, if I was able to see. And the Clewer Initiative is saying, we will see you, we can see you. There are many such instances of modern slavery across this country and indeed the world. There are an estimated 40 million people across the world who are held in slavery. Many of them are trafficked people, forced into labouring for very little or even no money. And that's despite the promises that lured them away from their homes. You come with us, we'll see you right. We'll find you work, we'll give you money, and you'll be able to send it back home. but many are held by the threats to their families back home. So even if they're offered a way out, many are too terrified to escape. Car washes, nail bars, building sites, prostitution, and domestic work are all areas that are exploited using the vulnerable in our towns and cities. And rural areas are not immune too. If you think of the fields in this county that are ruled by gangmasters, and those out further out on the fenlands. That's not to say farmers are involved, but gangmasters do use lots of labour to gather in cabbages or whatever else is in the fields. Our young people, some as young as 8, are exploited too. You will have heard of county lines, perhaps. Young people running drugs from major cities into outlying areas. And if you look on the media, Norfolk is not immune to that either. Youngsters lured by false friendships and a sort of longed for sense of belonging. They want to belong somewhere, they want to be loved. And they don't see that God's love is there for them. They reach out to people who lure them into criminality. And a step on from county lines is cuckooing. The homes of vulnerable adults are taken over by drug dealers. The vulnerable person is not allowed to live in freedom, and the premises are used for all kinds of dealing. Please don't be afraid. This is not in every street, in every town and county. But Norfolk does have its modern slavery problems too. Thankfully, there's a lot being done. Prosecutions by the police, health and safety, the Environment Agency, and HMRC, the tax people, have been hot on the heels of some of these people who've been making money. There is now a mechanism to rescue victims that offers some protection in law too. And churches have been an invaluable catalyst in exposing issues and gathering support for victims. My other hat, apart from the chaplaincy with the coroner, is working for the diocese and have this wonderfully long title that says I'm the coordinator of for social community and environmental concerns and the criminal justice system. And through that, I'm a member of a multi-agency group, the Norfolk Modern Slavery Collaboration. And that includes the police and the county council, the Red Cross, and lots of a broad range of charities and churches. They work hard to educate the wider community about issues and the signs that you could all see that can be reported. The victims are supported a lot by the Salvation Army, who provide transport. Various charitable bodies give temporary accommodation, and they look for a pathway through for these people as they make the journey out of modern slavery. This morning's readings, just like the hymns, were chosen for Freedom Sunday. In the first reading, we heard from Exodus about Moses being called by God to release the slaves held by Egypt. He heard his people crying and he did something. He called on a very ordinary man. Moses said, well, come on, I can't go to the powers of Egypt and say, let these people go. It was an extraordinary task to give to an ordinary person. But Moses trusted God And God said, I will be here and I'll lead you into a better place. This is where I want people to be. And in the gospel, Jesus tells those in the synagogue that he's chosen to bring good news to the poor, proclaim liberty to the captives, and set free the oppressed. And here it's almost like a manifesto. Here are the kingdom values that Jesus puts before those in front of him. On this Freedom Sunday, when we look to the victims of modern slavery, God calls us to be active. If we go back to the first hymn, is it I, Lord? I've heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. That's a very special call to each and every one of us. Ordinary people with extraordinary tasks to do for God. So what can we do as individuals and as a church? What are we called to do? Well, like today, we can pray for all those held captive. We can look out for signs of modern slavery and report any suspicions to the police, or there is a modern slavery helpline with a free telephone number. We can tell others about modern slavery. It's surprising how few people know about the issue. We can look at how we shop. Cheap items often come at a cost. We saw that young child in a cotton factory producing cotton that probably made t-shirts, and I won't say who they were made for. You can make up your own mind. But you know the cheap articles that come at a huge cost. Think about what we buy. And if you're on the internet, look up your favourite supermarket or a big company. It has to be somebody, a company that earns over 34 million in a year. But all the big supermarkets have a policy on their website. I didn't know that they had to think about modern slavery. Now, it doesn't mean because they say that they're going to look at modern slavery that they're squeaky clean. I'm sure some of them aren't. But the issue has been raised. They are to look at their supply chains, look at who their suppliers have on their books, not cotton factories that employ children. So, we can be aware and we can challenge our ethics. It's not easy. As I said, it's an extraordinary task for ordinary people. Hold it as God holds us. And so on this Freedom Sunday, we bring to God all those held by and exploited by others as we pray. Father, we pray for your Spirit to guide and enable us to stand against oppression, to speak for those who have no voice, to bring your kingdom values, your love, through words and actions into our communities, today and every day. Amen.